Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
See if Doobie can help break this game open. A two-run lead now, batting with the bases full.
Base hit! Left field! One run in! Here comes Myers! He is going to be safe at home plate! 6-2 Astros!
All right, that was the finishing blow for the Astros in that huge win they had today, as they needed to avoid being swept by the Oakland A's, and that would have been a tough one to swallow if they lost this game and swept by the A's. And it started with Framber Valdez. Framber Valdez had a vintage Framber Valdez start that he has been having in the second half. He gave up one run over six and a third innings. And he took a no decision as the Astros weren't able to hold the lead for him. Ryan Pressly gave up a home run in the eighth inning. But they come back and avoid Clint having to go to extra innings, because we know when the Astros get to extra innings, for some reason over the last several years, they have struggled in that format. So they get a big win today behind Framber Valdez and his start, and then the unsung heroes. John Singleton had a huge game. He was a player of the game for Space Home Network. He had a big game, got the game-winning hit. Also, Jake Myers comes through with a big double. And then you heard that one from Dubon, the final blow to give him a 6-2 lead. So big one today, and big one from those guys at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, look, I think it was big as a team just not to get swept by the A's. I mean, the point of like, hey, man, you built a little bit of cushion here. Let's just keep that cushion as long as we can. So hopefully that series with the Mariners doesn't mean much later in the season. And getting swept by the Reds didn't help. Now getting turned around and potentially getting swept by the A's would not have helped. So yeah, it was a big win. You covered all the bases on that. No pun intended. You covered all the bases on the game today. I think if you look at the series as a whole, there's a couple of really good things to pull from it. Hunter Brown was nails once again. Framber Valdez was nails once again, and Kyle Tucker got in there and got a couple of hits. Got one last night, got one today. I don't know what he hit, you know, over the entirety of since he's been back, but it was good today to see him swing the bat well. It was good last night for him to come off the bench cold turkey and pinch hit. Thought that him pinch hitting for Jeremy Pena, by the way, we hadn't even talked about that. I think it's a Bush League move by a spotter, but it was good to see Kyle Tucker get a couple of hits and seem to be working his way into that groove that we need him to be in come playoff time.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker, by the way, with Kyle Tucker, as they head to Anaheim, he's going to play in the outfield. He's going to play in the field. He is only DH this past week since he has been back, but he's going to play in the outfield today. So huge, because it felt like when they tied it up, said, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't. What did you say? We're going to have a little extra baseball. And I was thinking about
bonus baseball again today, man.
I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing. I don't know if that's a good thing. By the way, a side thing, Ryan Pressly and Josh Hader both give up home runs today.
Oh, it happens.
6-3, excuse me. With the
it happens,
final.
Man.
6-2, yeah. When you, 6-3.
It happens, man.
It happens. Why not?
It's baseball.
Yeah. It's baseball, huh? There you go.
I love
it, baby. That's what the baseball fan. Folks say baseball, nothing to worry about. All right, I think the big thing kind of looming over things, obviously we talked about this a little bit earlier, Chaz McCormick, he goes to the IL with a fracture in his wrist, but the big thing was Altuve had to leave the game early yesterday, and he wasn't in the lineup today. Took some swings, but wasn't in the lineup today. Joe Espada gives an update. This is post-game. This is after the game, so not that long ago. He gives an update on what they've heard with Jose Altuve.
Sigue día a día. Fuimos y sacamos placa nuevamente. Y no hay nada que no. He was asking about Altuve, so we went and got some images more done here. Things look okay. Nothing that I can report here, you know, that I can tell you that I'm worried about this being more than just a day-to-day thing. So we were able to answer those questions like during the game.
All right. I guess it sounds like good news if you kind of want to trust what they're saying injury-wise, that it doesn't seem like they found something. Now they've seen all the imaging, the x-rays and all the imaging. They haven't found anything that makes this thing looks like it's serious. So hopefully this is not something that keeps him out for a long time. Yeah, I think that was good news.
At the very least, let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't put any stock in it. We'll see what unfolds and see how this thing happens.
This is straight up a pay attention to what you see and not what
it
says.
Yeah, it's just it was hard to understand what the hell he was actually communicating, much less have any put any stock into it. So, yeah, no, I'm not. Just keep it moving, and next time Altuve jumps on the field, I'll be excited.
There you go. So hopefully that is something soon, and that Jose Altuve gets back, as the Astros will head to Anaheim to try to continue things. They have now a 4-game lead, and we'll see what the Mariners do a little bit later on coming up.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans, as we said here, someone's signing up right now. Your chance to win those tickets coming up right as this segment ends. So stay tuned. You got to be present in here in the building for it. If you're driving, you might want to get here to get your name in this raffle. But the injury report is out, Clint, and here it is. There's some new ones who have shown up. Nico Collins in with an illness. There's also been reports I've gotten that he's fine. He should be okay for the game on Sunday, but he is on the injury report as a limited participant. Damian Pierce has a hamstring. He was a limited participant today as well. And then Juice Scruggs with a groin was a limited participant. But the two big ones there, MJ Stewart, who didn't practice or play last week, has not practiced all week. Again, and Dalton Schultz, Clint. Dalton Schultz, he did not practice today or yesterday, which is a big, big sign. In terms of if he'll be able to be available to play on Sunday. So Dalton Schultz is the big one to really look at. Your starting tight end, who you brought back on a deal, potentially may not be able to go on Sunday.
Yeah, I got a little birdie tells me Nico's fine. It's scary to even hear his name mentioned. But Dalton Schultz is the one, right? I mean, I think if you look at what C.J. Stroud said he's got to do moving forward, in terms of how much they missed left on the field last week. To me, a big part of that was they appeared to be trying to be too aggressive, maybe passed up on some of the stuff underneath, some of the boring stuff that he talks about quite often. I got to believe one of his answers or one of his adjustments would and should be Dalton Schultz. And missing him could be a little bit of a problem. For that reason also, yeah. – When you look at it, Brevin Jordan's just a different player. Now, you get some more explosiveness with Brevin Jordan. You get a bigger weapon with Brevin Jordan, but you lose some of the chemistry and some of the experience that Dalton Schultz brings to the table. So, don't like hearing Dalton Schultz could potentially be out. That's a big one to keep an eye on.
Especially if you think, Clint, that they're going to put so much priority on these receivers, and you could see Dalton Schultz, a tight end, could really eat, you know, on the underneath stuff while they're paying attention there. I was a little surprised, Clint, he wasn't that involved in the game on Sunday. It didn't seem like he was a major player, but obviously you got Joe Mixon going, you got Nico going, and obviously Diggs made some plays, Tank too. So he could get lost in the shuffle, but if teams really try to take those away, there's some big advantages for the tight end.
When you got them horses that he's got outside, man, it's going to be real tempting to want to peek down the field and want to take them shots and hit them seams instead of take that little Y option. It's boring, but it's effective. So at some point in time, Bobby Slowick, C.J. Stroud, they'll all settle in, and I think Dalton Schultz will be a big part of what they do. We talked about it earlier in the week, and in fact, or earlier in the training camp. Look, Dalton Schultz is the one that should have a career year. You know, when we boil this thing down to you've got three explosive weapons outside, that should create a ton of space for Dalton Schultz and the run game. That was the thought once the weapon was brought in that is Stephon Diggs. And so I don't think we have any reason to believe that's not going to be true at this point in time. Now, game one, it looked like the run game was the one that had the advantage and was able to benefit from it. We'll see when Dalton Schultz takes off, but he's damn sure got to be healthy to make that happen.
All right, the Bears, they've got injury concerns too, and I think the two big ones are they're two wide receivers, and they've got three weapons right out on the outside And two of them didn't practice the last 2 days. Keenan Allen, who did not practice, and Rome Odunze, their rookie they drafted in the first round with Caleb Williams. Both of those guys didn't practice. Keenan Allen was targeted 11 times. 11 yeah. times in that game against the Titans. So somebody they like to get the ball to along with DJ Moore, who they have. But those change the game and make life easier for D'Amico and Matt Burke. But it makes life easier for those guys. And obviously, I think, makes your ability to confuse and do things to Caleb even more if those two weapons aren't there.
Yeah, well, look, Caleb likes to hold the ball. Caleb likes to move around in the pocket. And he's got to be he needs to take lessons from C.J. Stroud's 2023 and get the ball out quicker. And that should be the adjustment that they're trying to make this week based on what I saw from the Tennessee game. And so you look at that. Boy, it's going to be significantly more difficult to do if you're missing two of your top three weapons.
Yeah, it is. So it's going down out here.
Got a little party something going on over here at Buffalo Wild
it
Wings.
Is. Buffalo Wild Wings is getting it in. I can see Tyler being a really good, like the guy that leads the happy birthday.
No question.
Oh, Tyler. Would
oh, without a doubt.
Everything he's got, Tyler would crush that.
Let it be a table of good-looking women.
I mean, any given performance I do, I'm going balls to the wall, whether it's singing birthdays, sex in the bed, I mean, whatever we're doing.
The only thing with Tyler is he may give away free. He may give away a little too much free stuff that'll get himself
probably
in trouble.
Probably getting fired.
Yeah, get himself. Yeah,
I know it's somebody's birthday, Tyler.
I know it's your birthday.
You could give the whole table a free drink.
You can't give those ladies, you can't just tell them, here, tilt up.
If I was out there, I would.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, I can't wait to hear Tyler's bets because my guy out here, he said, yeah, man, I ain't going to put his name out there. I don't know if he's supposed to be out here or not. But my man said, yeah, I have to tell you, I fade Tyler's bets now. He said after he screwed me with that Spencer Getty, his lock of the month. I just kind of fade
that happens,
Tyler's
bro.
Bit. So I'll
win the money for both of us, friend. It's okay.
You did, yeah. You won on Spencer the other night. You won on Hunter Brown yesterday too. So
that run total didn't hit.
That run total didn't hit. But I mean, nobody's asking that. I mean,
that's right.
Talking about the positive.
Luckily, my other plug couldn't come through either. So
so you didn't lose nothing.
I was gonna tie them together.
Oh, good thing you didn't, and you felt real good about it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Clint, I can parlay player props now. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord, when did you? Hold on. When did you find that out, Tyler?
They sent my bookie sent out a message about it, now being available within the last week, probably 3 or 4 days ago.
I mean. My, I ain't gonna lie to you. My people, they've been doing that for year plus. Your guy must still be behind on all the juicy
maybe,
charges too.
I thought maybe you wanted to do some parlaying earlier this week that maybe he failed to let you know that was possible.
Well, it's nice to know. I mean, yesterday's what I wanted to do. Time
good.
Together.
And look,
glad you did, and I saved me a little money.
You save yourself some money. All right. Thursday night football, Dolphins Bills. You can come watch it right here at Buffalo Wild Wings. TV's all over the place. All right, Tyler. Let's hear your bets before we get into this game. What are you?
Yeah, you got it. I got four of them.
He's got an L of the day. I don't know if you should call it that. That L of the day, that bad word. What are your bets tonight in this game? Because I know your degenerate ass is going after it.
That's right. We got Thursday night football. We got Bills, Dolphins. I got four bets for you, real quick.
Lock of the damn day.
Dolphins -2.5. Lock it in. Win you some money. Tua, over 4.5 rushing yards. Love that one. Love that prop. Dolphins, over 26.5 points as a team. And Josh Allen to throw at least one interception tonight. Lock those in. Win you some money, people.
Yep. Not an Allen fan, huh?
I don't know, man.
Just think he's a little loosey-goosey with that football.
Josh hurt him last year.
He ain't going to fold but about 21 times.
Josh hurt him last year.
You think he throws it 20 times?
Oh,
Ron's hitting the nail on the head. He really does.
Josh hurt him last year. Just like he's quit. He's quit Herbert after Herbert hurt him 2 years ago. And he's quit Josh Allen.
You just hit it on the head, dude.
Hopefully you don't go quitting the two you picked this year. Your MVP, your Super Bowl champion. That's C.J. Stroud, I believe. But No, I definitely think he can throw it, because this, I would bet this is a higher scoring game. Like I would think this is a game that's played 24-30, like nearing the 30. So I could see him, especially in Miami. I think Miami gets off to a really fast start, and he throws the ball. So I could see him getting up to it. I don't know. We'll see. I know they have really dedicated to running the football a lot more with Cook. I mean, they weren't even successful. I mean, he had 71 yards on 19 carries, but they continued to do it. And you know, Josh had about 8 or so himself, and their backup had a few. So they are committed to running the football. But I could see him having to get out there and throw the football. You think Josh is allowed to audible now? I think
I think Josh can do what the hell he wants to do.
I think so, but he are running it a lot. I feel like Joe's over there like, hey, man, we're running this.
Josh don't seem like a guy that would go against the plan. Josh just seems like a guy, if you give him a 4 verts with a check down, he ain't even thinking about that check down. He's going to throw one of them verts. It don't matter how deep, because he's throwing one of them verticals, man. So, he's one of them guys, if you just dangle the carrot, he's going to jump all over it. Don't dangle it, he'll be fine.
I'm intrigued to see, because they played the Cardinals. We'll see. A lot of people don't look at the Cardinals as a great team. I am intrigued to see what they look like against the Dolphins, another playoff-level team, because a lot of us talk about what they lost offensively with Diggs, especially a lot here. But they lost a lot defensively. Milano, who they didn't plan on losing, they lost Poyer, the safeties, Tre'Davious White. And, you know, obviously this is a team that can threaten you in the passing game. So I'm interested in seeing what this defense looks like for Buffalo moving forward. All right, coming up, last year was a lot of fun, a ton of fun to watch this Texans offense, because, hell, your offense looked like other NFL teams looked like last year. You didn't feel like you were playing a different sport, as it felt at times. But I'm telling you, it can be even more entertaining this year, even more entertaining, but you're going to have to deal with some of the casualties of that. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Congratulations to our winner of the tickets and the Bud Light, courtesy of Bud Light, their tickets and the Bud Light wristband. Should have a good time Sunday Night Football. Tyrone in the building. Clap it up for Tyrone. Go ahead, have a good time, man, and hope to see you out there. Really hope to see you out there coming up on Sunday night.
Tyrone
and,
Balls?
Yes.
Ah!
How about it? How about it? Called it. he earned it too.
Hey,
real quick, before we get into why there's going to be such a high level of entertainment that I hope everybody is able to deal with some of the negative with that is, Clint, Tyler, we know Clint didn't run out of gas today, so that's good. But
thank God. Happens but, enough as it is.
The text message he sent us earlier today felt like it was touch and go. I believe it was. We'll see how this works out, fellas. Hang in there. We'll see how this works out. As Clint, he had a flat tire.
I've
no spare.
I've been a nice guy too long with this deal, boys. You boys getting a new rig, and it's gonna happen soon.
Oh,
then you just get a Tesla?
No, this is the Tesla.
No,
is
yeah, it I just inherited a Tesla from my wife who needed this Cadillac.
That was a genuine question, dude. Jeez.
No, no, I think we need to tread lightly here. Are you, like, are we sure she's done with the Tesla?
Oh, I know she is. Yeah, I mean,
oh, she's done.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, practicality made it make sense.
So the Tesla is what you got in trouble in?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just take you through it, right? First of all, very rarely do I ever buy into the whole – I told y'all the reason why we have it in the first place is it's, you know, a little more economical, a little bit, you know, made sense, and it ain't been nothing but a headache ever since. Nothing that they tell you about
Jeff electric saved vehicles, on the gas.
Nothing they tell you about electric vehicles. I just found out it costs about four times to register what a normal vehicle costs to register. It costs about four times to register an electric. And then I found out today, an electric vehicle don't have no damn spare in it.
Oh, was you looking for it?
Yeah, I was looking for it. What do you look when you get a flat tire? What the hell do you look
for?
You didn't know
you had one. That wasn't communicated.
I'm the first
to you.
Man in America that had to call my wife when I got a flat tire.
Damn.
I get a flat tire, and I'm like,
you're not the first.
Well, I mean, not because I was an idiot or helpless, because I just didn't know, because that was her car, and so I pull over there. I got a trunk and a frunk, and ain't neither one of them got a spare. I got all this extra space.
What they got them in it? Just space?
Oh, just a hole. You want to put something in the front or the back, you can do it. There ain't that, which is great. There ain't no spare. So I'm stuck. I got a flat tire. Let me back up. I'm driving, and it tells me air pressure in your tires low, pull over.
When it reverts,
I told you.
There's no gauge or nothing to say. Like, when you tell me I'm low, like, I need to know how low. There's no gauge that tells me there. You know, here's your how much pressure's in your tire until it pops up on the screen. Take a wild guess what the PSI was in my front left tire. I'm doing 70 miles an hour down, 75 down. Two.
That's not safe.
And I'm like, I didn't even feel anything. I guess because the car's so light.
You're just floating, baby.
So I'm like, what the hell? So I pull over. Sure enough, that thing was flat in the door. I was like, what am I going to do with this? No, now there's no spare. So the warning sucks. There's no spare. I called Tesla Roadside. Actually, my wife called Tesla Roadside because I called her. And I was like, hey, I don't even know if this thing's got a spare. What buttons do I push? Tesla Roadside says, we no longer have those tires that you have on it, which came with the car, by the way. We no longer have those tires. You need to work with a tire shop.
Oh, well, I was about to say, I bet you them tires are going to be expensive.
You need to call a tire shop. How many tire shops? You get a flat tire, you call AAA, right?
That's why when you sent it, I was thinking, does he have to go
Frank's
to a
tire
Tesla?
Shop in Baytown.
I was like, does he have to go to a Tesla to get certain tires? Because I just know the
call
parts
Frank's
for Tesla.
Well, apparently those tires, Tesla doesn't care anymore, so their roadside, they just tell you to call somebody else.
Wow. That's it. That's their.
Yeah. So AAA, you call AAA. I don't have a spare. You can't change it. So the option is to call AAA and tow my car somewhere, and then me Uber over here, which is an hour and a half from home.
But you had to try to get to a car spot. That's what I would have done.
No, my wife texted me and said, tell them to tow it to the nearest Discount Tire. She's got some warranty, tire warranty. So I Google Discount. I'm 5 miles from Discount Tire. I put air in that joker, got there. I had 4 pounds of pressure in my tire when I pulled in the Discount
tire.
Well,
you had more than when you started.
I got back on the highway doing 70 miles an hour on a tire that I was like, oh, boy. And I got there. And that's what this is the goodness of this, the good part of this. By the way, get there, the tire warranty, they no longer make that tire. It wasn't just Tesla. They no longer make that tire. The tire that I had to buy was $175 more expensive than the tire that was on it. So I somehow, with a warranty, ended up risking my life driving the damn thing another 5.5 miles, and then paid extra for a tire because
this is not good.
Cheap sumbucks, they sold on it. Ain't they don't make them no more? Probably because they go flat and they don't tell you about it. So anyway, Discount Tire, 11500 East Freeway, Houston, Texas. Right over there by that Papado's on the east side. Y'all know where it's at. Right over there on that Papado's on the east side on I-10 right there. If you're going east on the right-hand side. My boy Jonathan. Not Jonathan. Jonathan.
Jonathan. I know a couple of Jonathan.
Jonathan and Denzel. Hey, man. I said, hey, partner. They had a line. They had a line as far as you'd imagine. I said, hey, look, I'm not this guy to ask for special treatment, man.
Was it a white Denzel?
Nope, it was a black Denzel and a Hispanic Jonathan.
Boy, if that could have, I knew Jonathan was Hispanic, but that if that Denzel could have been white,
Denzel
was made
put,
my whole
I'm going to tell you, Denzel was put together. Denzel was a hell of a high school athlete.
Knew he was.
I think he graduated from North Shore over there in the neck of the woods.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Ain't no doubt.
Played D2.
Jonathan's Hispanic dude had a clean ass fade. I mean, he could have been from Baytown. Ain't no doubt about it. Clean
but
they fade.
They set you up.
Clean fade. Hey, I said, look, I'm not that guy, man. I'm not a guy to ask for special treatment. I don't think no more of myself than the man sitting right there. I said, but here's the deal. I said, I do radio for a living, man. I said, the mics go hot at 2 o'clock.
Two.
I said, I can't wait in this line. So I'm not even asking you to do me a favor. I said, what I'm asking you to do is, if you can't get me in and out, tell me now so I can get in an Uber and go on. I'll come pick it up later. He said, give me 15 minutes, bro. I'll take care of you. We get it. He didn't, because he come back to me later. He's like, hey, what radio station are you on? I said, Sports Radio 610, baby. He said, gotcha.
He didn't notice
up front. He just did me a solid. So, Jonathan, Denzel, appreciate y'all, man. Discount Tire, big time. Absolute. One, you had the tire. Two, you acknowledged my warranty, or half-ass warranty Tesla had. Maybe that was y'all's. And then you took care of me in time. Big shout-out. Appreciate
it, man.
Good
for you, man. Good for you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Big shout-out.
Denzel.
I felt like less of a man when I had to call my wife. Babe, I got a flat tire. What do I do? I had no idea. I looked in the trunk and the frunk, and there's nowhere to put a spare tire.
God, like, you know how mad he was, Tyler. God, you know he was.
Oh, he was steaming. Swear words all over the place. Four-letter words.
Who doesn't put a spare tire in a car?
Tesla.
Megan's old BMW didn't, because she had those stupid-ass run flats.
Well, Jeeps. That makes more sense than what I just experienced.
Some of these Jeeps don't do it no more.
And by the way, because it didn't tell me how low my tire was, I ran with it flat, obviously, and ruined the sidewall. So that's why I had to buy a new one.
Well, I was going to say, I know you did some damage on something driving
It really didn't look that bad, and it didn't really feel bad either. I mean, I was rolling. It was at zero before I started feeling that.
I thought somebody came through on the text line with a really good point. Are we sure Lauren didn't shank this tire over yesterday's gym encounter?
That's a great point.
Positive, because I had sat at the dentist office for I drove to the dentist office. I was there for an hour, and then I drove another 20 minutes before it happened. So she must have used a little bitty knife if she did.
Parked
she
in the lobby of your dentist. She's slashing things.
Yeah, she wanted to do it like that. However, and she had plenty of time to do it.
However, Ron, I will tell you, she laughed at my text, but I was dead serious. I said, you got me riding around on some cheap-ass tires.
I think she enjoyed it.
No, I think she feels terrible about this.
Oh, I think a little bit of it. No,
she feels terrible. She not about this about today. She feels terrible that I'm having to drive this silly ass electric car.
So when are you gonna go ahead and make this move?
Well, I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. She would have done it a long time ago, because she really didn't have a real great concept of money. But the other thing of, like, you know, trusting these folks that tell you to buy electric, and then they don't take care of you the way that they say that they're gonna take care of you, and it's an absolute heist.
You really hate this. Bro, you really hate this car.
There's one place to charge it up within 25 minutes of my house. There's obviously, I just went through what goes on with the car.
All I've heard is
now,
the parts.
Now at work they charge me money to charge it on top of the.
And it was free at first.
It was free at first. I thought I was like, shoot, this is a good deal right here, man. Yeah, and not to mention that not once but twice they've dropped the value purposely. Dropped the value, not the economy, purposely dropped the value shortly after we paid top dollar for it. So, I'm not a real big fan of this push to go for everything to go electric. I mean, we can figure out a way to save the world with the fumes of my truck being part of it.
Lauren, text in anonymously if you were responsible for slowly leaking that tire. Just text in anonymously, and I won't show him. He doesn't look at the text line. I just want, because if that was you,
you're gonna commend her, ain't you?
That's a ballsy thing, but boy, that's a way to get back at her.
She would never do that.
She's sitting at her
house.
She
would never do that.
Yeah,
huh? Her babies need their daddy. She may have done it.
I just think of Tyler. She may have looked at him and said, texted back and said, this is weak. Figure it out. Not physically, weak, but just mentally.
What if she would have texted me? What if she would have texted that back to me when I said, "Babe, I just got a flat tire in your car." What if she said, "Quit being mentally weak and figure it out."
Quit being mentally weak. Figure it out. That's weak. Coming up, we'll get you ready for the Texans and the Bears. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive. It could be successful.
Yeah, look, I think it has less to do with the Bears and more about just the weakness of the Texans, or the concern for the Texans on its interior defensive line. And I think, you know, last week's game played out in a huge way.
Last week didn't change that for you?
No, not one bit. If anything, I leaned into it more, especially after watching the film. In that first half, and really early in the game, when the Colts ran it downhill – And then when they did they ran a couple of read plays with Anthony Richardson, it was really, really effective. Now, the game played out in the second half to where they only had four plays and then didn't get it back until you had a ten. You were down two scores. So then you got to throw the football. You got to throw the ball up. You got to have some big plays. So they kind of got away from it. I understand why they got away from it. But if you look at what they were able to do early in that game, which other teams are going to do, they're going to look at what they were able to do early in that game. And there was some major, major push inside early in that football game. And now I don't, depending on what opponent we're playing, I don't believe everybody's going to have as physical and as good a run blocking team, offensive line as the Colts were. But I did leave that game going, the Texans dodged a bullet. One, because Shane Steichen and Anthony Richardson went away from that run game so often. And then the second half, how the game played out, you just had very few opportunities until the game was really a two-score game. So,
it wasn't like the Texans were just stuffing them every time.
No, they made a couple of good plays. I mean, there was one good play where, for some reason, they tried to run an outside zone instead of an inside zone, and Danielle Hunter really set the edge, and the defense swarmed behind him. There was a couple of those. But if you look early on, man, there is – I mean, I'm talking both D tackles get folded. I mean, folded and pushed back 3, 4, 5 yards into the linebacker's laps. And it was a couple of times in the first couple of drives. And it just one of those where the Colts are sick because they didn't stick with it early on. They wasted downs trying to allow Anthony Richardson to drop back and throw the ball over the middle of the field or throw the ball down the field. They should have never got away from it. And so, for me, coming out of that game, that concern is still a major one for me inside. I don't know if the Bears have the personnel to attack it the way the Colts did.
Yeah, that's my thing, yeah.
I don't know. And they may not. Hell, they may not. I don't know. But they're damn sure going to try. Instead of asking their rookie quarterback to try to process what the hell D'Amico Ryans is throwing at him. At least that would be the smart thing to do. And then we'll see moving forward what really good offensive lines do. But that's still a concern for me, is defending the run from the inside on the defensive side of the football. That's something that the Bears are going to look at and go, yeah, we got to run this thing downhill. We got to make them stop the run. Because if not, you're throwing into the teeth of a D'Amico Ryans defense. He's dialing up pressures. He's disguising coverages. You got one of the best corners in the game. So it can just simplify the game, at least from start, of, hey, we're going to run the ball between the tackles because we know they're susceptible to it.
Yeah, that's my deal is, I think they're going to try to run the football. I think they're going to try to run the football not just because of matchup, but because Clint Hill, they got to do something to take the pressure off of Caleb, especially if he doesn't have some of his weapons there.
Well, I'm going to watch some more Caleb tonight, but the Caleb Williams week one, and really I didn't watch the other guys for a whole hell of a lot other than highlights, but the thought that they're going to immediately pick up where C.J. Stroud was last year is unfair and it's crazy, right? But if you watch Caleb Williams last week, he missed a lot of easy, just quick, pick the right guy, get the ball out of your hand, and then it turns into, you know, he's trying to make a play with his feet and trying to extend, and then he takes a sack for seven. There was a screen play called. He took a sack for 17-yard loss instead of just throwing it at the feet of the running back. Like there's, you know, he's still trying to do too much as if he's still in college and can get away with those things, and he can't. So I would be shocked if there's not a big time adjustment made by the Bears offensively and Caleb Williams. Whether they got all their receivers or not, I would be shocked if he's not significantly better this week.
Yeah, and running the football I think would be a big key to that. So we'll see. They did pretty well that first game, and I would expect that they hold their own up front against this Bears group. I am with you, though. Other teams that can run the football, when they run into Detroit, when they run into to other teams, you know, like that, that will pound the ball. I think we saw the Packers will run the football and ran the football.
The Ravens, the Chiefs,
Ravens, obviously,
the Cowboys.
Later.
That caliber team
challenge them in the interior.
That caliber team is going to look at it and go, yeah, we got dudes that can run this thing downhill. We're going to make them stop us first there. There was nothing in the game one that led me to believe that wasn't the case. And that's not going to be the case moving forward.
Yep. All right. Coming up as we continue here, as we continue live here on The Drive here in Katy at Buffalo Wild Wings, coming up behind us, you'll be able to hear Texans All Access as the quarterback coach, Gerard Johnson, will be live. There you go. With go ahead, gig him. With Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Also, they will have the Pro Football Hall of Famer / sex therapist is what Tyler put in there, folks. I don't think Vandy put that in. I think that's Tyler. Sex therapist John McClain, the Hall of Famer, the general.
You got will to perform be. On your honeymoon.
Yeah, I know it. I know it, John. There you go. He will join. He will join the fellas coming up as well. 6 to 8, and then we will carry Thursday night football coverage for you tonight. So Texans All Access up until 8 o'clock, and then Thursday night football, a big one tonight. By the way, who you got tonight? You got Buffalo on the road in Miami?
I'll take Buffalo on the road, Miami. And I'll take the under.
Will you?
Yikes.
I want to take, but I think Miami is supercharged up for this. Like, I think this is everything. This is everything. We got to prove this. If we don't get Buffalo here, we'll never get them. So I'll go with the Dolphins.
Ron, this is a game.
Lock.
This is a game where the move lock. That the Buffalo Bills made, and when I say the move, when they changed offensive coordinators last year, and they took the air completely out of the ball, and they won games to the point of where they said, we don't even need Stephon Diggs anymore, right? You make that move for one reason. You make that move so that you can play high-powered offenses, which you've tried and you weren't good enough at it. You couldn't win with it. So now you're going to take the air out of the football. You're going to try to do to teams like Miami.
Just like
Brady. You're going to try to do – you're going to try – no, not like Brady. I'm talking about run the football.
Oh, gotcha.
You're going to take the air out of the football in a sense of we're going to do – like the Bills are going to try to do tonight to the Dolphins what the Texans did to the Indianapolis Colts last week. They're going to try to limit the number of plays that Tua and Tyreek Hill and Waddle and A-Chain are all the – I don't even know. Is A-Chain playing tonight?
Yeah,
he was just activated.
Mostert is not.
So, like, they're gonna try to keep those guys on the sideline. The reason you make the move and you adjust from that vertical attack, wild ass vertical attack that you did before, the whole reason is so that when you play teams like this, you're not trying to outscore them, you're not balls to the wall, you're not risking turning the football over. You're ball control. You're chewing the clock. You're literally pounding them and taking them out of their game.
Pause.
That's exactly why you do it. And we'll see if Buffalo is 100% committed. I think it happens tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. This to me and Tyler is putting a lock on it. He's using the L word, so I probably should
minus
step away from
two and a half lock.
You're saying lock the Dolphins on the win, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It just feels like I think Buffalo. I would pick Buffalo to be further along, to move on longer or further than the Dolphins do when it matters in the postseason. And I would still pick them to win the division over the Dolphins. This one at home feels like it's kind of their night. Feels like it's kind of their night, and this game means a lot more to them than it does to the Buffalo Bills. So we'll see tonight. Jamar Chase is trying to really load up the bulletin board material. He said everybody knows that. It's not no, it's if. We are the team to beat in the AFC, Jamar Chase. You just lost to the damn Patriots at home. It's a nice call for you, Jamar Chase. Keep fighting. Keep
fighting. Jamar trying to get paid.
Yeah.
Show real confidence in the company.
Let's talk about it. They play the Chiefs coming up on Sunday, so that'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right. Again, appreciate everybody who showed up. Congratulations to all our winners. Congratulations to us. We had fun today with a great group. Tomorrow, Big City Wings, Grand Parkway location. Go check us out tomorrow. We'll have a good time there as well. I am Ron Hughley Clint. Great job, Tyler. Great
Thanks,
job
buddy.
As usual.
Discount Tire. Appreciate you, boys.
There you go, Jonathan, and.
Denzel.
And Denzel. Black Denzel. Put together D2 Denzel. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Looks like the Astros busted that thing wide open in the eighth inning like a
celebrate it back.
What'd they do, Tyler?
Puss it wide open, and I tell her, bring it back.
Yeah, they
puss
that thing wide open like Shannon.
And I tell her, bring it back.
Shannon Sharp entered that eighth inning and said, here, I got you. Let's go ahead and work this thing over.
Nobody was harmed in the making of this audio.
No.
You know, she might have had to put a little ice pack down there, but she good otherwise.
Hey, Michelle. All right. Heal up, sweetie.